This is another hip-hop classic.
Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na.
Remix. Explain. Come to me. Dr. Joso. Rock and Bucket. I got fresh on the wall.
Good day and welcome to Focus on Development. This is a radio talk show program here on Radio Veritas, sponsored by the Sustainable Development Institute. And today we will primarily focus on the operations of China Union. We will mainly focus on community relations between China Union and Burmese community. We will also update the activities of that program. And today we are having our guests in studio. They're already seated, so we will lay the premise and we will be opening the line for us to discuss the issue about. In fall of last year, the relationship between China Union and the community dwellers who live where it operates deteriorated drastically after a series of public demonstrations which features community members pleading for the company to live up to its mineral development agreement, I'm sure that is the MDA, there was a large strike in the area in October. The ERU was called out to quell the demonstration, which they did by firing live sounds in the air. SDR staff visited the China Union concession many times during the period and arranged to publicly release the results of their findings. The chief finding was that China Union has not lived up to the social community made in the MDA, and the company has a very bad reputation in the Burmese community. Today's show will review the situation, see if anything has changed since last fall, and offer SDR the chance to discuss its report and its finding. Our guests today are Shoka Mopal. He's SDR researcher and author of the upcoming report on China Union. Fode Famolel is the chairman of a former progressive platform in the Burmese area, and we hope to be getting to Hampton Giddings, who is the district commissioner of former district, and Mr. Cyrus Jordan, who is also a resident in that area. So our guests are seated, and I want to say welcome to Focus on Development.
Thank you.
Now let's go straight to business. Then maybe I need to start with you. What is the current status of the relationship between the Burmese community and China Union?
As it relates to the issues of status in terms of relationship between the people of the district and the company, I believe that it remains almost the same where it was, because there have not been any major change in those specific areas we were discussing. The issue of language barrier remains a major challenge in that area of the country. And there are many things that unfold and they are not heard on the national scene. The issue of language barrier, the issue of development, the issue of impoverishment of our people, there are many things that we feel that need to be discussed and need to be acted upon in bettering the relationship between the company and that of the people.
Now, what are the specifics when you say nothing has actually changed or no major impact? What are those things that the people, the community have been expecting, and the time have passed, a year has elapsed, and yet it's yet to be implemented?
Yeah, the first thing we were discussing from the answer was that you need to have Liberian in senior managerial position to take Liberian view to both meetings, but that had not been done. As I speak to you, the first 5 years has elapsed, and there is no one Liberian serving as manager in that company, where within the document is clear to enable Liberian take what that company you know to have Liberian in senior managerial positions. So as I speak to you, there's none. What are we saying? How possible is it that a Chinese man who speaks Chinese, who don't understand our local vernaculars and language around here, will go up there and speak relate issues of Liberian to the board? It would not be possible. So there's a need that government review this document in question that the first 5 years has elapsed, because it is time to review it. After within every 5 years, this document needs to be reviewed. And our argument has been, review this document, ensure that those issues that are not being lived up to by the company, there should be reason given. If there's no reason, you can put in place other measures that will protect the interests of the people. The next issue have to do with living conditions of our people, the issues that have to do with empowerment. Employment has been a major issue. Empowerment, human resource capacity building, that issue has been poor. As I speak to you, China Union is not running a single school in that district. A single school has not been run by China Union. Not just a school. They don't have any administered program in terms of scholarship funding. How can you impact the lives of people that you have your investment in their community if there's no process put in place to enable the society to coexist with you? With the investment you have, there's no possibility. So you always see the huge tension building up in that vicinity or area that you find your investment in, because the company has not been able to open up to enable community dwellers to feel that impact that is necessary to create the environment where that investment will be properly managed.
Now, if I'm getting you well, for the the failure of China Union to have implemented social obligation necessitated violence, or what could I call a demonstration last year. Yeah. A year has elapsed, and then the situation was mitigated with some understanding that they will have implemented something. Are you still telling me that 1 year has elapsed and up to now those conditions laid by the citizens are yet to be implemented?
The first thing I would tell you, the issue of the road, they started the issue of the road linking Kakata to Hindi, they started that. The issues of non-government road, physically we believe that after this, the road have to do with that road could be looked at. The issue of employment still remain a hard tension issue, because our people, only those high laborer jobs are offered to our people. You see them riding wheel, laying bricks on the road, to the extent where one of our brothers was killed in an accident because he was one of the guys who were putting cement on the truck. And while they were driving him to Hindi, he drove from the truck and he died. That just not the other. The next thing you have there is the issue of health. We've been discussing the issue of health. You have in the BMC hospital, it is poorly managed. You have thousands of people living who see the BNC hospital as a referral hospital, and there's only one doctor just run out of our hospital on a daily basis. If you read the New Democrat yesterday edition, the doctor of that hospital was bold to inform the public that this hospital is running out of drugs, and the minimum budget of that hospital drugs amount is in the tune of $4,000. What are we saying? Are we saying the people will die only because the company is not willing to live up to those specific areas in the MDA? I say no. It is time that policymakers put their feet down to the ground and ensure that this company, this multi-billion dollar company, live up to those given stipulated phrases that are enshrined in our MDA. What I think is that it is time the issue of the hospital remain a paramount issue now, and the people there. You go to hospital, a pregnant woman will pay not less than $75 to get himself delivered. You go to the hospital, they gave referral slip to go to other pharmacies to get drugs. What are we saying? You are running a referral hospital and at the end there's no drugs? The doctor was clear on that. The doctor said there's no drugs in the hospital. So it's not something now for you to be seeking other answers. The doctor, the only doctor that served over 20,000 residents of that district is saying there's no drugs in the hospital. So it is more than what one could think about to see a multi-billion dollar company taking over the hospital and there's no drugs. The issues of employment, as I said previously, it is still a high tension issue. The tension is almost every day at a boiling point that you find young people coming out saying we need this. We need to see our community transforming. And in recent time, the lawmaker of Bond County went to a county city and reshuffled the social development fund that goes to former.
It has been are you saying Couple Barkley?
No, I'm not saying Couple. I said
the caucus.
The caucus through the delegates from district, they reshuffled that amount. You had 350,000 going to the affected community, but then you had Sanoye and former, but for now you see 100,000 going to former. What are we saying? China Union took 500,000 metric tons of iron ore abroad on the stock market. If you check the value of a ton of metric ton of iron ore, it's $121 currently. It means China Union took over 60 million, where they just providing 100,000 to the communities in question they are taking such thing from. You took over 500,000, you're discussing over 60 million. What are we saying? It is time that policymakers come to the table and ensure that the Liberians, policies that have to do with Liberian lives, are properly put in place and managed properly.
Now let me come to you, El Shukla. You work for SDR, that's the Sustainable Development Institute, that is being involved monitoring the activities of China Union. You've been carrying out research. What are you finding out as a result of your research in the Bournemouth area, particularly with the operations of China Union?
Sure. So we first started doing our research in fall of last year, around August, September, October. So kind of, you know, we've been reading some things in the press about, you know, there was some unhappiness, some anger in the district, and we wanted to, you know, kind of do some investigation for ourselves. SDI's main concern when we do this kind of work is to ensure that natural resources that exist in areas where people live are going to result in development benefits for them. So we knew that China Union is a giant company, and it has so much money behind it, so much capital, and Bong Mines is a very poor area that was hit very hard during the war. So we wanted to come and take a look and see, you know, what the situation was and how the community was feeling and whether or not the company was meeting its obligations. So our research lasted about 5 months. We made, you know, multiple trips to the area, maybe 5 trips total. I met with Fode's group, the Fuma Progressive Platform. I've met with Fode many times, and also representatives from Women in Peace Network, district officials, regular community members. We really, really tried to speak to as many people as we possibly could to get a big view on, you know, what the issues were and what people were saying, instead of just going to one group in particular. What we couldn't do is get China Union to speak to us. We made many requests for them to sit down and give us their view and their perspective, and we never got any response from them. So the report that we will be releasing soon will not have their view in it, unfortunately, as they were not willing to speak with us. But to be kind of brief, the main result I think we found is that the mineral development agreement that China Union has with the government of Liberia is not being adhered to. So it's been 5 years since that MDA was signed. It was signed in 2009. And there are a series of provisions in that MDA that say, okay, the company's supposed to do this for the community, the company's supposed to operate the hospital, they're supposed to rehabilitate the road, they're supposed to hire Liberian managers, you know, they make this social contribution that's supposed to bring some development benefits to the affected communities. And in a lot of the most important, you know, pieces of that MDA, they're just not living up to it. So I think maybe they might say, well, we're trying to do, you know, go faster now, and now we're going to start, you know, making a little bit more progress. But you got 5 years gone from a 25-year MDA, and China Union is right now actually taking iron ore from Liberia. So like Fode said, the shipments began in February. So we're talking about millions of dollars potentially of resources that are now leaving Liberia. And you have the relationship between the local community and the company is mostly bad. You know, some people might say, oh, you know, it's not that bad. We have some, you know, contract jobs. And so I don't want to say 100% of people are unhappy, but it did feel to me that it was, you know, 80, 90% of people I spoke with had some concerns and some anger even toward China Union. And I think that's a big problem, not just for China Union, but for the government itself. You know, this concession is important. It's supposed to bring a lot of money in for social services and those kind of things, and the Bong Mines community is very poor. So obviously there's trouble, and, you know, I think the main issues that led up to the demonstration in October, which led to the ERU coming and shooting rounds off in the air, they just haven't been fixed yet. So you start to wonder to yourself,
You know, how long is it going to be before there's some other problem like that? And is somebody eventually going
to... Your report also reading that perspective. You've been sort of the part in October and since...
Yeah. You know, the purpose of our report is instructive. We didn't want to just come out and just, you know, hey, this is all bad. You know, people are screwing up and just criticize without providing solutions. And, you know, I don't think anybody is happy to see any kind of conflict. So we really tried to look at this from... How can you reduce the chance of tension? Whether there would be future demonstrations, I couldn't answer that. I think that's a question that Fode would be much more equipped to answer, given that he lives in the district and his fingers more on the pulse of where people are feeling and what they're experiencing. But for me, I tend to look at it like, you know, if you do an action and it has a result, you shouldn't expect that if you do the same action later that it won't have the same results. So right now, if you had demonstrations in the fall and you haven't really made any changes, what makes you think that in the next 2-3 years that you're not going to have the same thing? People in that area, they want to see development. They recognize that the iron ore being transported from the district is very, very valuable. It's you know, not going to come back. It's not like a tree where it will just grow fruit again. Once it's gone, it's gone. So people have an expectation that this is going to lead up to real development for them, and I think they got every right to feel that way. So that's the issue right now.
So, what is your findings, Keel, in terms of what you've been anticipating from there, and then why you think China, you know, is not prepared to give you the face to discuss some of these issues since you have requested them to do so?
Well, I wish I could answer that question about why China Union wouldn't meet with us. You know, anything I might say right now would just be speculation, you know, about maybe their culture a little bit. You know, they're not used to civil society. It's not very strong in China. So maybe they're not used to being have to answer questions from people. Concerned, they've been criticized so much that they just don't want to open the door for anything new. They thought maybe if they just ignore things that we would just go away. And I'm sorry, what was your other question, Semiko?
What is it that you want to see change in a place that's not working?
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of things that need to change. So just kind of to run down our recommendations very quickly, I'd say, one, you have to look exactly at the MDA of all these provisions and do a review, a very public review. And this should be led by government with input and assistance from China Union and the local community. Look at all the provisions of the MDA, decide which ones are not being met. And the ones that are not being met, you need to put together a timetable to change. So, okay, we don't have, you know, 50% librarian managers yet or 30% librarian managers. What are we going to do to fix that? How long is it going to take? When are we going to have enough employees that we can justify, you know, saying that we're bringing jobs to the county? Those kind of things. Also, when it comes to workers' rights, I don't want to just move past this because this was a big issue that a lot of the workers in Bong Mines, they just had so many complaints, you know, even to the point that some of them said they'd been abused, they'd been beaten, kicked, punched, all those kind of things by some Chinese managers. So China Union needs to look at its labor practices and they need to make some really important changes. They should hire more managers who can speak English. They should implement a process where anybody who's accused of abusing a worker needs to be put on leave, they need to be investigated, and if it's found that they actually did something wrong, they need to be kicked out. So that there's a lot of those things. And the Social Development Fund also, at least $350,000 of that money should be spent in Fuma District every year. $100,000 a year is not enough.
Okay, if you're just joining us, this is a reminder that you are listening to the program Focus on Development. This is an SDR-sponsored program, and today we have as our studio guest, Mr. Shoka Mopal. He is a researcher from the Sustainable Development Institute. We also have Mr. Fode Famolen. He is the chairman of the former Progressive Platform, and we are taking a look at the operations of China Union as you very well know, there's a company has husbanded a number of demonstrations where the people are disenchanted over the implementation of the mineral development agreement. And then SDR is very soon expected to bring about its findings of an investigation conducted in China Union's operation. And we hope to be getting on the line with Mr. Cyrus Johnning. He is a resident of Bon Mines, and also we will also get to talk to Mr. Hampton Ginnings, who is a district commissioner, former district. My name is Dennis Samuka. When we come back, we will discuss a number of issues regarding the operation of China Union, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Everybody pop ballin', but my pocket full. Now everybody cutting shot, but why I can't call? T-hole, call a hole, that a whole hustle. Send me hoe, be hoe, you owe me one bottle. Now everybody for the set, only call for all. I hope you ain't call for y'all, they want divine. Come go all in the whole music game, let me tell you what it is. See the thing, the common people still don't know how the thing they will land. Because they all a common man, get common sense. I'm a common sense, made me to be intelligent. I understand all that BB10, all you belly band, I get no content. When I want you as a president, too much BB talk. I'm resolved to negligent, then neglected the build the country, no development.
Okay, thanks for rejoining us. Let's come to you, Mr. Famuleta. From your perspective, the indications are that the people, the community dweller, are not happy. And then you said the tension is building on. You see, you're running into another trouble where the people get tired, they may revolt.
Yeah, I believe the issues that have to do with people revolting against the company or the government, in particular, it is not of the whole. It is a process that I believe it is an option where the people feel more disenchanted and where they believe that their voice cannot be heard on the larger scene. It means they could take other actions. In the most recent demonstrations that were held in Bon Mines was held on the demonstration were organized to ensure that the public, the government, understand the minds of the people. They came out publicly peaceful with placards in their hands asking for government to intervene. The issue here is to ensure that, one, you should be able to revisit this arrangement. You have Liberians in the former BMC houses there. You have people who were former BMC workers. You have people who were displaced and they were in that part of the camp. But what happened, they were given short time to leave, but they left. Where did we settle? If you get back there, there's no water, there's no good hygiene facility. And what you understand from people who go and sit to take decisions is that they came up with this was the county sitting in Bon County where decisions are taken to affect the lives of people. You know what they did? The first thing they put in that document was 250,000 for feasibility. They call that the Banga Street pavement feasibility. That study is cost 250,000 to just know how Banga should be in the near future. Where if you go to the Bon Mines Hospital, you don't have even the drugs. In that same thing, you have then a portion was 65,000 for the PMC. You have few group of people who manage. This is just within 6 months. Few group of people who manage the county projects without coming of any audited document, any substantive report, you allocate $65,000 for 6 months. What are we saying? Is it that our people don't understand the real issues on the ground? I say yes, because if they do, but now they should have been put in place measures that will help protect the lives of those downtrodden, those people you find in the slums. I told someone a few weeks ago, I said, if you live in Monrovia, maybe you'll be able to see some people who live in poverty. But if you go out of Monrovia in the Leeward counties, you see people who the issue of poverty is not a question. The issue of poverty is not a question. They live down the ladder. They don't even have a good water to drink. That I believe people could provide on a minimum scale in other countries. There's no water. You allocating $250,000 from China Union Fund. You get the district, they reduce almost everything. They say Salada is part of, granted, Salada is part of those affected communities. We agree. For me, I would never say that any districts in Bon County should not benefit from the resources of Bon County. I'm saying those directly affected should have some added amount. You cannot allocate $100,000 for Forma. You allocate $100,000 for San Jose, $100,000 for Salada. It's minimum. You see Forma hosting almost the whole company. You allocate at least over $350,000 that will enable other social activities to pick up.
For the you guys have begun singing this song for too long. And then that was prior to a shipment. And now shipment has begun, yet the problem remains and no solution. How are we going to manage this?
The issue, whether we have been singing, one of the things we believe, the government willingness to engage China Union properly in showing that this company, this multi-billion dollar company, live up to their side of the arrangement, it is not proven. Our government is playing a lackadaisical role in putting force on this company that they can be able to live. Because by now, our government should be calling and saying, what we think is necessary now is to ensure that you live up to those issues that have to do with the MDA. Live up to those social responsibility of yours. But the government is not doing anything. So you always have people saying, and the government is not acting. China Union, I can tell you for free, China Union took over $60 million from this country in February, the first shipment. That's the cost. They took over $500,000 worth of iron ore left this country. If you do the mathematics, it means you took over $60 million. What are we saying? $60 million, you get $100,000 going to the affected communities. What are we saying? The people there will be living in hell.
Let's see how we can go to the line to talk to Mr. Cyrus Jonin. How are you today?
I'm fine. And you?
Well, we are okay. And you are live on Focus on Development here on Radio Veritas. You are a resident of Bond Mines. Tell us this issue of China Union living up to the Mineral Development Agreement. Where are you on this stick?
Already, what is unfolding here in the district is that Union, we see that China Union is every day taking up iron ore, carrying it to Monrovia and China. But there is nothing being done in the district. If you come in the district is going to develop. I speak to you, there is no drugs in the hospital. If you went to the hospital and if you are sick and you went there, the doctor will prescribe a drugs and you will have to come and buy in my community in the drugstore. So I speak to you, there is no drugs in the hospital. Our people are not employed. Can you imagine China Union lifted up 500,000 metal tons of iron ore and carry it. Our people are not employed, and there is no drugs in the hospital. Nothing is happening.
So, what you think? How do you think the people can approach this? Sometime February, there was this demonstration to create awareness and to ensure that the people live up to the implementation of a mineral development agreement, and that is not the case. What you think the people will soon be running into? Is it building attention that could lead to another demonstration?
Yes, that it builds attention, and the only thing that can build attention is the progressive youth, because if them youth are not coming, what they're doing now, working on the road, they were never going to work on the road, all right? Because after the agreement was signed between the federal government and the China Union, when they came on the ground, everything, they let everything undone. And it is the progressive youth that have made them to come back to the drawing board. That's the time they start working on the road. So we need the progressive youth have to come back to create another awareness or attention so that they can come back, because if nothing is being done, everybody will die in former district, because there is no mercy. And we don't have one hospital, and the hospital now has died, we can say.
Now, but Cyrus, besides the hospital situation, is China Union involved in building schools? Is it involved in building roads? Those are some of the key issues that the Mineral Development Agreement calls for, supposed to be the benefiting the community dwellers.
China Union has not built school. China Union came and met a school on the ground. And then this school was renovated by one NGO called Captain Amor. But the National Union came, they re-renovated this same school. But then you have not built a school for this district. They came and made a school on the ground. And more besides, the road now, they are working on the road because of the progressive youth that drew their attention to the road. So that's the reason why they start working on the road. They are still working on the road.
So you, the people, are just not happy with the operation of China Union at all?
No, we are not happy. We are not happy.
Can I just jump in? I just have a quick question for you, Cyrus. Were you one of the people who had to leave the houses at Bong Mons?
The houses at Bong Mons?
Yeah, who was evicted from the old company housing. Were you one of them?
Yes.
Okay, now, I heard a lot of things in the newspaper about how happy everybody was. They were so excited to reach the settlement. But then when I went up to Fuma District, it seemed different. People seemed like they didn't feel that they got a good resettlement package or anything. So could you speak a little bit about that, about how, what was it like when you were told to leave? Were you threatened? Did people give you an option to stay? You know, what happened with the $500?
As I speak to you, I am a victim of that. The $500 that was given to the occupants of these houses was not sufficient for the people. Can you imagine $500 cannot build a structure for anybody in this country? All right? So, the government just came overnight and asked us to leave because they wanted to turn the hospital over to China Union. Upon our leaving from the houses, all the houses were vandalized by people. And most besides, they told us that as soon as we leave for the houses, China Union will start renovating. But China Union have not started renovating any houses but one. All right? So if the houses will stay there on the 3 months after, then you will notice that the road will start buzzing the walls of the houses.
Okay, but Cyrus, you are one of the community dwellers. You are seeing the resettlement package. Is there no drugs in the hospital? Schools are not being built by China Union. Road network is still poor. So all of these amount to tension. And Fode is telling us that the tension is building. Are you afraid that this tension will build and could just burst into another violent trouble in the area?
Yes, violent, surely.
What do you want government to do this? Some people think that the government itself is not sincere to the people, because if the government wants the implementation of the MDA, it must get involved. But it has told you to leave, and the resettlement package of 500 cannot build a house for anybody.
Yes, the government is not sincere to our own citizens. Because of their insincerity to their own citizens, this is why they did what they did by giving $500. The government does not come to the aid of former citizens. Everybody will die, because once there is no drugs in the hospital, people will die. And again, we want for the government to come and take over. At the time the government was over the hospital, there was drugs in the hospital, there was no drug shortage. But China Union took over the hospital since January, all right? And there's no drugs there. China Union can bring drugs by cartoon, 2 cartoons. Every month they bring 2 cartoons of drugs to the hospital, and that week can last for 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you very much, Cyrus. Well, we hope to be getting back to you as the programs continue.
Thank you.
Okay, let's come back to you, Shuka, before going to the family. Let's look at this entire research you have done. Its finding is not encouraging. And from our indication, what are the perspective, the side of SDR? Yours is just to perhaps investigate, make recommendations, and you think China Union or the government will implement these recommendations you got in your findings?
Well, we hope so. It wouldn't be worth doing all of the work that we've done to write these reports and to do these research trips if we didn't think that there was a chance that we could get the government to listen to us. You know, everybody's on the same side here. Everybody wants to see a developed Liberia. Everybody wants to see poverty reduce. Everybody wants to see harmony. People want to see the natural resources of the country being used responsibly. So from our perspective, we'd like this to be seen as a contribution towards that goal of good natural resource management, you know, fair treatment of communities, community rights, and peace. Now, I don't think that the situation as it is right now can go keep going on the way that it is. So something's going to change. Now, the question is something going to change because the government has to respond to another problem, another strike, or are things going to change because the government, you know, hears reports like us, shows like this, and says, you know, we have a responsibility to come in and fix this thing. SDI can't fix it. The FUMA Progressive Platform, you know, they can do their thing in putting pressure on. The citizens of Bong Mines can put pressure, but it's really only the government that can come in and say, look, if you don't do what's in your MDA, then you can't work. You know, I wish we could just order China Union to stop working until the MDA got met, but, that's not what civil society can't do that, of course.
No. Okay, from a civil society perspective, what is in these findings that needs government to implement? You could just be seen as the bad guys. SDI could be seen as the bad guys who is every day drawing our legs into identifying the shortcomings. What is in here that government needs to address, Shuka?
Well, you know, I think anybody who would want to look at us as a bad guy, at least just look and see that we're offering solutions. We're not just trying to criticize with no solutions. We're really trying to offer, you know, some kind of good way forward. I think what the government needs to do first is it needs to come and do a review, like I said, of what's going wrong with the MDA. It needs to solicit the input of residents of Bong Mines in a fair way, in an open way. And you can't have the government go up there and say, everybody, you know, stop making trouble. Everybody needs to just rest and relax and, you know, let the company do its work and eventually things will get better. I think the government needs to go up and listen to the communities and say, what's going wrong and how can we help? And then when and where China Union is not meeting its legal obligations to do certain things, then the government has to actually tell them to stop working. Because let's remember, when you sign an MDA in Liberia, that becomes the law. Once it passes through the legislature and it's adopted, that is now an official law of Liberia. So if a company is not adhering to the law, it should be receive the same penalties and sanctions that a private citizen would receive if they weren't living up to the law either. So, and also, you know, like I said, I think there's also internal things with China Union. It needs to make more of an effort to cross the cultural barrier. You know, you can't have this compound that's 10 miles away from Bong Mines where everybody's living in air conditioning and not speak to the people who are local. The company actually has to find a way to make a connection and a relationship with the Fuma district citizens in a way that's respectful and that maybe even could be friendly. Because from what I saw, there was nothing like that right now.
So exactly, Shuka, when exactly will you release this finding?
The report will be released. It's about 30 pages. It's finalized. We are going to be releasing it on April 23rd in Bong Mines. We'll be doing an event to bring the community together. We're going to hand out some literature. We're going to hand out copies of the MDA, you know, other things that they can use in their own advocacy, and that's when we'll be releasing the report.
What is there paramount in this report that you wanted to see implemented? Those who are at the center of this discussion is China Union. They're not giving you eyes, they're not giving you ears, and I don't know whether they will be prepared to implement those recommendations in this report.
Yeah, well, you know, you can bring a man water, but you can't get them to drink. Really, whether or not they actually change, you know, if things change, that's something that I think is slightly outside of our hands. But what we can do is provide an objective look at the problems and give some recommendations on how to change it, and we hope that they'll be adopted.
Now let's come back to you for the family. You are from the progressive youth of Bong Mines, wanting to get benefit from China Union, and then this is now forthcoming. Do you see a bizarre tragedy waiting to unfold because what you have conditioned is not working, and you are the custodian of the people in the community? You are the ones, your resources are being shipped, and yet you're not getting the proceeds.
I think I told you from the onset that the issues of tensions remain emanating in that part of the country. What I think is that government need to come, one, revisit the document in question, to get the community part of the revisitations of that document. Not just the community, those policy makers, those outstanding ones who are within the community, get them, just sit on the table and discuss it. There's an open society where you find people discussing issues. No, people are not fighting here. But what is happening now in Liberia, what I told one of my friends, I said, there are two things, there are things that are running our country that are dangerous than the Ebola people discussing. You get an ERU, the missionaries of Madame Salih, the ERU. If you go out there discussing issues that the government has a dissenting view, they will send Ebi Kuma and his boys after you. You any corner you pass in, you see Ebi Kuma and his boys there who are not trained to handle the situation. So what I think that we're going to put in place in that district where that investment is, we're going to ensure that that company live up to their side of the agreement. Because as a community, as a district, our aim is to see our placement develop. Where the government is lacking, we the people are going to take the actions. And those actions, we will not be afraid to take those actions. We feel that we are going to put in place measures that the citizens will react.
Now, from react, what we are getting is the SDR is not being read perhaps as a partner in progress to ensure that these recommendations it has reviewed as a result of its finding is implemented to satisfy you. What cooperation are there vis-a-vis, what coordination are you doing with SDR, China Union, the government, to ensure that you get a benefit from your resources?
I told you clearly, I said the issues that have to do with China Union, there is no one Liberian in senior managerial position. So you don't have any direct contact person. You go there, the next person, you see your Chinese who cannot speak English or understand English. How can you communicate? There's a language barrier. So it created the environment where there's no communication. A breach of communication brings problem in any given society. You got the Chinese living up the mine with a modern clinic. You have Liberian living in bomb mines. There's no hospital. The doctor told the public that the hospital run out of drugs every 2 weeks. There's no drugs. That's not a question. What are we saying? There's a need. There's a need. Our government put in place measures that will help to protect every living Liberian defining this country. Our government will not make our own government, will not vote for a government at the end, we turn afraid of them. We're going to ask them, we're going to come up publicly, we're going to ensure that those investments we find in our communities are properly managed, those phrases that have to do with our people are properly implemented. Any attempt on the size of those institutions, the frame, the government, we as people of this district, we come up publicly to express our disenchantment. And okay, that is our position.
Okay, as we told you, we've sought the permission of the SDR to seek the input of you, the listeners. We still got 8 minutes to go. We are primarily focusing on the operation of China Union, how the shipment, the oil taken from that place, the people can benefit from their own resources. So you can call on 0777-777-978 if you want to make any input on this program. It's sponsored by SDR, the Sustainable Development Institute. This is focused on development. You can call on 0777-777-978 to participate here. We have in studio Mr. Shoka Mopal. He's a researcher of the Sustainable Development Institute. And we have Mr. Funde Famole, who is also from the Progressive Citizens of Bomb Mines. And I think we are getting a call on the line here. Let's see what this caller may want to say this morning on Focus on Development. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And what is your name?
Yeah, my name is Kyle School, calling from Balesville.
Okay, you are following the discussion. What's your input?
Yeah, you know, that the same thing we say in Balesville. The Chinese people are working here in our rural spot. So why we need is the youth to come on and take a few action against the Chinese.
What you want government to do about this? You said Chinese people live there, they are operating there, and you are not getting benefit.
Yeah, government already know about that. So what we need is the same thing. Our side need to take an action. And the action to these people. Is that discussion action by these very people?
So you think this is arbitrary? Government allows concessions to operate in places, and then the people are not getting the benefit. You think the government acquiesce this? Okay, we lost this caller. Okay, time is not in our favor. Shuka, let's come back to you, and then before we can close this program. And you've done a lot of research. You're talking about a voluminous document you're about to report to the public. What exactly you expect that, as a result of all of this work, as a result of all of the findings, what do you expect to get in as a proceed yourself? When I say proceed, not directly benefiting you, but what do you want to see implemented?
No, I understood you. You know, anytime you have a big project, something that you want to see achieved in the world, that's not going to be easy. It's not just one organization, one person, one political party that can make that happen. Everybody has some small brick to carry. And for us at SDI, you know, I think what we hope is by introducing this research to create these type of radio PBOs in the area, that would amount of pressure the government say, look, you got to change the behavior. So it can't just, you know, we need help from our other fellow civil society. Even the UN has a role to play. You know, the UN still has some power in this country. It would be nice to hear them start to say some public things about China Union. I know for a fact, I have contacts with people at UNMIL, and they know everything that I'm saying. They know everything that FODA is saying. You know, they understand that there are problems, and you just don't see them putting real active pressure. So I think we would like to produce some very strong research that then can be used by a lot of other actors to start pushing the government to really, really put China Union to the test in, is it living up to its MDA? Is it providing benefits for the community? And most importantly, are the lives of community dwellers in Fuma District getting better as a result of China Union? So, you know, it's one piece of the puzzle. We can't do it all ourselves, but we hope it'll be a good contribution.
Okay, now, Fodi, let's get to your parting comment as we close up this program.
Once again, I'd like to say that the issues that have to do with the social development fund that is given by the company, we from the Progressive Platform believe government need to put halt to the administrations of that process, put in place the development committee in question that document called for, that we administer the affairs of that amount, that social development fund. The next thing is that the government need to revisit the agreement between they and the company to ensure that the citizens are looked at as a key point, as a focus point, that the citizens going to be captured holistically in that document. The third thing is to ensure this with those facilities that were left by BMC. The company need to put in place measure or management team that will manage that property well, because now the hospital is running out of drugs. The camp house is turned to graveyard. There is no one like you and serving in the senior managerial position. That need to be looked at. The issues of employment for our young brothers, the issue of scholarship that will enable some of our brothers to go to school to build the human capacity of them. But all these things are lacking. So finally, I believe it is time that our government put in place measures that will help protect the lives of those who find themselves in the concessions area.
Okay, well, listener, that's how we end today's presentation of Focus on Development. We've been looking at the operation of China Union, and then as you've been informed, SDL, the Sustainable Development Institute, which is expected on the 23rd of this month to release its findings on the operations of China Union in Bong County. And we also play host to Mr. Shuka Mopal. He is a researcher of SDR. And then Mr. Fode Famolen, he's the chairman of the Progressive Citizens of that district. He's been also looking at the operation of China Union. And so join us another time, and we shall be back with more development. My name is Dennis Samuka saying bye for now.
If your mama coming here and crying to the horse, I can stop my horse. I'm a real true believer. Give on the Caesar, what? Belong the Caesar. Now for my one for the second, mama like Biro. Don't you say that gon' get me, so you be a garbage. Who no hoping on the Lord that my life be established. Again, I try, I think about my past. As a hustler, you gotta be strong in the faith. You gotta double up, sometimes temptation come your way. Ever, when my pass out of ball, as a ball, the whole LIB, they gonna know what's up. What's up? What's up? They gonna know what's up.
if life's so hard. It seem a little nigga gotta hustle just to keep on a job. And they see it's only politics, but it's just some politics. They just all about getting a dollar shit. This is for my hood niggas in the G hustling. And for all my single mothers struggling and suffering. No